Companies in the manufacturing industry often struggle with mastering the complex challenges of Industry 4.0, which includes, of course, also cybersecurity. Today, we'll introduce you to an analysis tool that helps the manufacturing industry get ready for the digital transformation. It's the Smart Industry Readiness Index, or SIRI. So welcome to this episode. I'm Sabine Krümmer from Corporate Comms at TÜV SÜD, and here are my guests today. Josef Güntner and Sunand Venkateshwaran, both are TÜV SÜD experts on the topic. Welcome, Josef, Sunand. Great to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Sabine. Hi. Hi, Sunand.
Thank you, Sabine. Hi, Josef.
So, what are the typical challenges that companies face when it comes to Industry 4.0, Sunand?
Organizations often wonder where to start and how to scale up their Industry 4.0 transformation journey. With no standardized approach in place, and with a plethora of buzzwords, agendas, and use cases, the very first step of this Industry 4.0 transformation can be overwhelming. There are a lot of pilot projects across departments, divisions, and regions. But how can they identify and prioritize what can be most beneficial for the organization? A benchmarking of their factories and plants would be most beneficial. But there is also a lack of workforce capabilities, and companies often don't integrate their OT and IT cybersecurity measures at initial stages of their transformation. Probably Josef could share his thoughts on this regard.
Yes, of course, Sunand. Thank you. So we all know the classical IT world. It's the business applications we already know. Email, whatever, internet access, and all what you have in administration in a company. And on the other side, there is, as you said, Sunand, the OT world, which is more or less helping the production area or the production facilities to be more efficient in regards of automations. The idea of Industry 4.0 is to bring these two worlds together in a seamless way, so that in the ideal approach, client information can flow down to the machine where the product the client is requesting is made for him as a single entity and brought to him or her in a timely manner. So communication and seamless integration and talking, I mean here talk between machines, is here key. And if there are no security measures in this framework of how machines and processes can talk together, we will struggle as the whole chain can be brought down by one single attack, for example. And we have to keep in mind that there is a significant difference between IT and OT. In IT, you already know that every 3 to 5 years you get a new computer or a new version, even faster, depending on what you are using. But in the OT world, the machine control systems and the production control systems are used in around 10, 20, or even more years. So we have there much more legacy systems and probably outdated software versions with vulnerabilities and weaknesses. And to bring these worlds together is a real challenge, especially if you do it not thinking cybersecurity in the very first beginning, as cybersecurity put on this approach afterwards will be much more expensive and much less efficient.
So are there also some really more practical examples of what companies are struggling with from your own experience?
So let me try to give some examples. As I said, the integration between IT and OT areas or worlds is marginal or not very very progressed in the most companies. I found from own observations that in a production company, regardless of the branch, the IT manager or the CIO or the CISO, even the security manager, is doing his job in the IT world, but are stopped when they knock on the door at the shop floor, as the production managers tells them, "Hey, go away. Security is something which probably stops me fulfilling my mission. Security might interrupt my production, and this is the money we live from. But this needs to be changed in future." And as I said, you find a lot of old and probably outdated software in the production area, as this software is integrated into the production lines, into machines, and cannot be updated like our Windows machine will be are updated every month by Microsoft or even from our IT. This will be a challenging situation to keep Industry 4.0 safe and secure in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Hope it makes it a little bit more transparent.
Okay, so how can the Smart Industry Readiness Index help here, and what's behind the concept?
So in 2017, the Economic Development Board joined hands together with TÜV Siemens and McKinsey in Singapore to develop the first government-developed Industry 4.0 tool. This is used to assess the readiness of your factory and the respective gap analysis, and in the end to share the best practices for the applications. We as TÜV Süd are universally present, and we are an independent and impartial service provider. Hence, EDB from the government of Singapore selected us for the training and examination of the certified Siri assessors.
Mm-hmm. And can you describe a bit more what the process looks like?
So the process basically outlines how we can learn, evaluate, architect, and deliver our Industry 4.0 transformation journey for customers. The Siri comprises of the three building blocks mainly, that's process, technology, and organization. The process includes product lifecycle management, horizontal and vertical integration. Technology means the automation, connectivity, and intelligence across the shop floor, the enterprise systems, and the facility as well. And we shouldn't forget the people in the organization. So the organization building block includes, you know, leadership capability, workforce learning and development, as well as strategy and governance and intra-company collaboration.
Mm-hmm. And how long does the process take?
The process takes about 2 days of workshop so that we can analyze and evaluate where they stand together with the heads of the companies or the heads of departments, as well as through a factory tour where we can evaluate how the components and of the factory look like, how they're integrated, where we include the costs and the KPIs of the company to understand what factors of the Industry 4.0 implementation affects the company profits or generates the greatest financial returns, as well as the most critical KPIs. And finally, we reference this to the broader community where you can evaluate the successes and learn from mistakes of the broader manufacturing community.
So after the assessment, what kind of information does the company have?
Post the assessment, they can analyze as to, they can understand where they are in comparison to their industry peers. That is, the whole industry is categorized into 14 segments. From automotive to aerospace to medical technology, so on and so forth. And with this, they can get a gap analysis and understand which dimensions need most attention to achieve their goals over a specific period of time, be it, you know, a strategic approach over 5 years or a operational approach for a short-term result between 3 to 6 months.
So how many companies in which countries have been audited and assessed so far?
So far, over 500 companies have been assessed, and about 400 from TÜV Süd. And this is mostly in the ASEAN region, as well as a couple of countries worldwide as well. We have rolled out the program in US, in Europe, Turkey, Middle East, and India as well.
Mm-hmm. And what's the next step for the Siri assessment? Are there more things to come, or what are you looking into in the future?
So the next steps so far is for TÜV SÜD to continue being a trustful provider of services, adapting with changes to, that take place around the world. You know, changes, there was always change in the world, but it's happening sooner than ever before. And planning and executing this Industry 4.0 requires companies to invest significant resources in various areas and engage in solution providers, running cost-benefit analysis. And with the list of service providers, they don't know whom to go to and what to prioritize. So since we have been in the industry since 150 years, we can assure companies of a smooth transformation into the future.
Mm-hmm. And there will be also more training, I understand, or are you offering trainings on Siri? Or?
Yeah, definitely. We would like to expand our training services around Germany and Europe, as well as make our presence not just with the Siri assessment, but also the advisory services that we could offer along with the Siri assessment, so that, you know, companies can have one-stop shop for all the services for their implementation.
Mm-hmm. Josef, you told us about the difficulties of integrating IT and OT. Can we make a bit more deep dive into that? Because for me, it's really interesting to see what can be done really by TÜV SÜD and to help companies here.
Yes, of course, Sabine. Let's remember, Industry 4.0 is an idea to make production smarter and devices, machines more intelligent and more collaborative, working together. So when we have this in mind, at first we should see where communication is and where something programmable is. Something can be done in a bad way. So each device which can be programmed can be manipulated. This is something we should ever keep in mind. To build here as not only a working framework, but also a safe and secure framework, we should think on what already is in place in regards of good practices already published in the world. And there I got in mind two standards for the IT world. I think this is more or less a commonplace in the meantime. The ISO 27001 is the worldwide accepted approach how to make the IT world more secure. It's dealing about information security. And in the OT world, there is a standard series rising. It's an IEC series called 62443, which takes care about OT security. And in this regards, in both areas, we as TÜV SÜD are able to train people, make them educate people in, build up their knowledge in both areas in regards of cybersecurity. And of course, we are a certifying organization. We are also able to certify this these activities or this what in a company is established. But beside that, in both areas, in both sectors, there is one common key element. It's called risk management. And for, of course, we can support our clients here to to analyze their risk posture in regards of cybersecurity, not only in regards of cybersecurity. It's typically in the future necessary to think cybersecurity and safety in one context. Otherwise, safety will not secure and security will not save. Safety will not work. The machines become more and more dangerous for us. So here we can help them to find here an unbalanced approach to understand what and how and where to invest in cybersecurity on a risk-based in a risk-based approach. So to focus the limited amount of budget and resources to the most, I would say, beneficial areas. So it's a little bit following the approach of Siri to focus on where it makes in the moment most sense to invest. A certifying body, especially in the area of cybersecurity, We are not allowed to do any consultancy, but we can also help our clients here to find the right resource on the market, help them to collaborate with some consultancy resources from the market.
So, to my understanding, first there's a possibility to do an assessment with like Siri, and also then afterwards companies can decide whether then they will get a certification like the standards that you explained, Josef, right?
Yes. To be clear, yeah, certification is I would say the very last step in a process, yeah, in a mm-hmm. development process. It's not necessary to be certified, but we can help them to apply the best and good practices defined in the respective standards to be applied, and to help them to understand what is necessary, what they are doing good, what they are doing well, and where is room for improvement. Probably it ends in a certification, yes.
Hmm. So I learned that harmonization is very important, that we have the same standards and the same speak the same language. And also, I think the WEF, the World Economic Forum, promotes Siri. Is that true, Sunand?
Yes, that's right, Sabina. The World Economic Forum wants to ensure that everybody in the industry speak the same language. The EDB and key industry partners will accelerate the deployment and adoption of Siri as the internationally recognized standard for Industry 4.0 benchmarking and transformation.
So my last question to both of you would be, in a nutshell, why can't Industry 4.0 work without cybersecurity? Why can't it be without cybersecurity?
So cybersecurity is key to enable us to integrate the several layers we talked about in our discussion right now in a seamless way. And if there is no framework, no cybersecurity, this communication will be dangerous, not only for the benefit of the companies, but also for safety of a large part of the customers. So without cybersecurity, there is no safety, and without safety, there is no Industry 4.0.
Sunand, what's your take?
As I mentioned earlier, the 16 dimensions where we assess the Siri, there is the shop floor, enterprise systems and facility connectivity and intelligence. This is the heart of the Industry 4.0 transformation journey. So it's more about, you know, connecting machines and being more intelligent. But this cannot happen if they're not safe and secure, right? Then there can be external hazards in terms of cyber attacks, and this does not lead it into a safe Industry 4.0 transformation journey.
Great. Thank you, Josef and Sunand, for the discussion and for being our guest on the podcast. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you, Sabine. It was a pleasure to talk with you, and you, Sunand. Bye.
Thank you, Sabine. It was my pleasure too. Thank you, Josef. Bye.
Safety First is produced by TÜV Süd. Technical support, Colbcast. You will find all episodes wherever you get your podcasts, on Podigy or at tuvsud.com/podcast. Thanks for listening and stay safe.